All right. So I am going to go over to the Join Me. Are you there, Jan?
I am.
Okay. All right. So then we're going to go here. Oh, I need to log. I was helping somebody else who joined up recently for the Clinical Mastery of the Digestive System because he is not tech savvy. So I spent a little time with him, which is why we started doing things like this. We don't have something set for them. Otherwise, I'm sure he would have been there. All right. I know, Valerie, you've been on this site. Janice, have you been on this site yet?
I don't have.
Can you see it?
I can't see it. No.
Okay.
It says APT orientation call.
So yes. So you go to join.me/ Dr. Rita Marie.
Okay. All right. So.
And that may have been in the email.
Okay. Let me see if I got that on the email. Okay, I'll probably lose you and I'll come back.
Well, you're going to be listening to me here, so you don't want to leave that spot. You're just going to be watching in a different platform.
Oh, okay. So I just open up another...
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, on the new tab. I gotcha. Okay,
yeah.
I go to Join Me.
Join.me/ Dr. Rita Marie. We are looking at using Zoom, so that should make things a little easier. We've been experimenting with it. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Zoom.
I've heard people talking about it, but I'm not. Well, I know that we can see, you know, faces on there. Of course, I'm in my pajamas right now, but I guess we'll get to know each other.
Well, you don't have. Yeah, you don't have to. when you do Zoom or anything like that, you can choose not to be seen. I won't tell you how many times I do calls and I'm in my pajamas still, even if it's 7:30 at night. So the beauties of working at home.
Yes, yes. I've got it.
All right. You got it. And do you see my screen?
I do.
Do you see my screen? You do. Okay. All right. Have you been on this screen before?
I have, yes.
Okay, great. I'd just like to make sure I know where people have been. All right. So before I go any further, do you have any questions that you really want me to answer during this call?
I have one. I've been to your orientation to one other one. And you mentioned some of the handouts that we are able to put our own logos on there.
Yes. So here. Okay, I'll go to one I know has. Some handouts. And so when you are on one of the modules and you'll see a spot like this where it says done for you resource under, and so this, where you find this, so I'm in the module indexes. I clicked on, I clicked on the foundations, but so if you go to core content, on the right side, you have your module indexes of parts, and down towards the bottom, you'll see where it has advanced topics, done for you resources, next steps, post steps, and other materials. You want to always look for done for you resources. When you click on that, it will bring you to a page like this. And it says you're welcome to distribute the material on this page as is with one of these two, footnotes. And you can also see where it says a Word doc here, like for the digestion assessment score.
Yes.
That makes it easy to make edits on it. So if you want to take out the part that says Dr. Rita Marie and put your own banner in or your logo, your name, however you want to make adjustments to it, you can do that. And so then you would put adapted by Janice with permission, and then the copyright. So you would put that on the bottom, on the foot.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does, yes. That's wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's especially when you're just starting out and you're not sure. This is something that it's nice to have. Just make sure I'm going to record this too. Okay. So, this is something you want to make sure that you have, for your business. You know, all these handouts and, you know, the different protocols, you know, they're just what really makes the program important. So does that help?
It does, absolutely. Yes.
Okay. Okay, great. Anything else? Nope. Okay. So the last time we were here, did we go through all of these different tabs?
As far as I know, I was a little bit in overwhelm because, you know,
she
went through the majority of them, I believe.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll go through it again, so maybe you're not as much overwhelm. The schedule page, again, you know, you want to see, because we do send out a lot of emails, what I usually recommend to people is a couple things. One, come here and write things down. And I also say pencil them in, truly pencil them in, because sometimes things do change. Sometimes her schedule does change. So come in here and go through and look at the, you know, what might be going on. You do know that even if you just started, we are opening up the digestive module for everybody in NEPT, so you can participate. and so here are the calls for, these are the live calls in addition to the regular INE monthly office hours. So you're going to want to pencil those calls in. And then the next INE office hours is the 13th. And also, as you'll notice, access, you know, sometimes you're, again, looking for the email. You can't find it. You can always come here, and this will be the link to get to the call. Same thing for this one here. Here's the call access link. Here's the password. If you want to call in, there's the information as well. What's nice for these two is that if you have a question and you're not able to be there, you can come here and submit your question. We have one here too. So we don't have any live ones there yet. Here's the NEPT call. So we have our coaching calls, case study calls, the lab analysis calls, and I think that's all you guys have right there. So if you are not familiar with Maestro, there is a link there explaining how Maestro works. So there's the calendar. So here we are, right there, orientation. The next call is tomorrow, NEPT Open Coaching. And so again, just keep going through these calls and penciling them in. When it says coaches, when you start in on the program, when you feel comfortable, you have the ability to apply to be a functional nutrition coach. and work with Dr. Rita Marie and some of her clients. And so we have monthly calls to go over our cases in case there's any questions we might have or need additional direction. And then NEPA is for those people that are in her practice accelerator. And so they're really actively working on their business. You may have noticed, let's see, where is, here it is. Oh, it's not in. It's interesting. Oh, I suppose it's because it's not on her calendar. So tomorrow you may have seen an email about Diane and her sister, Deb Letchworth. They're launching a gluten-free program to help people become gluten-free. And Diane is in our practice accelerator group. So this is something Dr. Rita Marie is actively working with her on, developing this program, launching it, and getting it going. Jane Guyette is also in it, and you may have seen information about her launch, I think, is next week on the second heart cleanse. It's a liver cleanse. So again, Dr. Rita Marie is actively working with her to do that. Steph is in that program. Allison's in that program. Lisa is in that program. You don't see as much from Lisa because she lives in Switzerland, so her times are a little different than ours. But anyway, so you see how they're actively working to launch their business. So anytime you see any PA, that's Nutritional Endocrinology Practice Accelerator. So yeah, pencil these all in. And the other thing I would encourage you to do is read your newsletters every week, and you'll see if there's anything that's been changed or added. So the next Practice Building Success System. Just like we just had Dr. O'Brien as our Advanced Clinical Resources seminar leader this last month, we try to have about once a month a guest expert come in and teach us about how to build our business. So next month is Carmen Hunter. And so she's going to be working with us on, the language, how we say things. You may live like Janice, you live in North Carolina. I'm sorry. I live in Iowa. I'm sorry. We both have similar language that we have to be real careful with. And so that's part of it, as well as language that empowers our clients, that builds them up. So that's some of the things that she's going to be working with us on. And that's it. And this is her calendar for upcoming calls and so forth. So anything that says any PT, you can come to. The only ones you really wouldn't are things that say ERC. That's our year-long coaching program on the client end of things. So other than that, this is another way to do it. There's October, although I'm really surprised they don't see Shine on here. Interesting. Are you guys coming? You're coming to Shine, right?
Yes.
Yay. It's going to be so much fun. It's always fun. Are you staying for the extra day to go to? Excellent. It's amazing. It's an amazing time. So I'm glad to hear that. Any questions on the calls?
Not for me.
Okay. I'm just going to take a quick look and make sure nobody else joined. And okay, good. Oh, now I've lost. Where am I? There I am. Okay. Recordings. Now, as you can see here, we have all of the different recording calls. You've got your ACRs, like with Dr. O'Brien that just happened. The C CMDS calls that are going to be coming up are there, as well as the ones from last year. All your INE office hours, all the archived ones from IRSPT, the last live calls we did were in the spring. All the NEPT recording, I was always told not to worry about recording these, but now they've decided to record them. So we do have one other orientation call recorded. All the continent curriculum calls, the open coaching, the case studies, lab analysis, any other special calls or virtual retreats. And actually, there's one in there that you guys might be interested in. It's how to create an online client training and food demo class. So that was very good. The people who attended it really enjoyed it. So as you're building your business and you're thinking of how, you know, so like I would do a lot of classes here on how to make different foods and dishes and things like that. And this is teaching you how to do that as well as how to work with people virtually. So that might be something you guys would be interested in. There's that. And there's all the practice building success system. This is actually the 6 modules in the practice building success system, and these are the guest faculty recordings. So again, as you're trying to build your business and you're just not sure, this is a really good place to go to listen to some of these people. Andrea Allen, Bill Barron, Kevin George, Kim Reddington, Miriam Zacharias, PJ Van Hull, Sean Stewart, Tad Hargrave, and Tree Skelly. And they all have some type of offer. So let's see. Trying to think of somebody here. They're also really good. This one was good. And I subscribe to Tad Hargrave anyway. He's got Marketing for Hippies. So that was kind of neat. Anyway, so you can go to his website, and he has a bunch of free audios, and he has a whole free workbook that can help you as you build your business. And then you can work with him on that. His free gift, I think it says a niching spiral. You know, and that seems to be the hardest for most people is, you know, who am I going to work with? Well, I want to work with anybody who comes to me. And he really does a good job at bringing us out of that and really finding who it is we're going to be working with. So anyway, each one of them have some type of a free gift that you can use. I think Andrea Allen, she had like a mini VIP day. And a few people in our group have taken advantage of it and helped them to just create logos and do branding and really start to understand their program a little more. So yeah, you get the choice between a free 3-minute consultation or a mini VIP day, and it's $97. Create your signature program, bonus of 3 logos with a tagline, email access. So, you know, she gets you started on that, and then they've continued to work with her. So they really enjoyed that. They found great value in that. So anyway, I just wanted to make sure as you're doing the science and the geeky stuff that we know this other piece is there as well. Any other questions on this piece? No?
No.
Can you hear me? Okay. Make sure. And the piece that most people go through right away are the modules, which makes sense. I mean, that's the meat and the bone and the marrow of the whole program. If you, again, this is another place that you can go to listen to the ACRC Advanced Clinical Resources. I don't know if you've had a chance to listen to any of the other people. One of the things we're looking at doing is actually taking some of these and having them as a part of the course. So, you know, in our blood chemistry module, we would have the blood chemistry software training. And we get more into neurotransmitters, oat testing, things like that. We would put these in there. In our energetics, we probably put Dr. Duramo's in there. You know, so I would encourage you to go through and, you know, at least download them so when you're traveling or something, you'll have some very entertaining listening to do. Let's see. The CMDS is your digestion. IRSPT is the blood sugar balancing. And right now everybody's pretty much in the foundations. Everything is just about done in foundations. We've been adding some content. And so you should be seeing, like, micronutrients. We realized that there was one or two of them that we hadn't done, so we went back and added those in. And I know we've produced the content. We're just waiting for our videographer to go through that and edit it and get it all uploaded. But the I'll double check because I just even asked her this morning if the exam buttons are done. Have you gone through this part of the module yet?
I've done some of it. I haven't completed it.
Okay. Well, there's a lot there.
yes.
But on the post-test, there's actually four exams for this one. Rather than just one great big one, there are four of them. And let's see. So when you log in, I don't want that one. Here you go. So when you log in, you go to the exams to figure out which exam you want. So in this one, we want micronutrients. So micronutrients, just the B vitamins. We have intro and vitamins A, C, D, E, and K. Micronutrients, intro to minerals and macro minerals, and I and E micronutrients, micro minerals. So you have a choice, you know, so knowing that you have these four exams, you have a choice of just doing the intro and these vitamins and studying those and then taking the exam and then studying the B vitamins and just taking that exam and then doing the intro to minerals and doing those and then the micro minerals. So that should make it a little easier, hopefully. Because that is one long module. When I talk to people ahead of time about their interest in joining the program, you know, they, oh, well, can I just kind of go right through it? And I'm like, well, you can try. I explain to them that this, I've done other programs and I have not found anything that is quite as in-depth as this one. So, and I'm really grateful for that. Right. And so pretty much, I think all of sleep has been recorded. We're, again, just waiting for the videographer. And we've done the intro for food principles, and we're just finishing it up. I know Steph is doing, I think it's the oxalates and FODMAPs. I'm doing the macrobiotics. Another of our coaches, Jan, is doing one. And then Dr. Rita Marie will be finishing that up. But we keep adding different food principles to it because we really want to make sure. Because, you know, the people who come to us, they're pretty smart. And so it's really important that we know about the things they're talking about. So when they start talking about paleo, we really understand what that is all about. When we talk about macrobiotics, we really understand what that's all about. So anyway, we're just really committed to doing all of that. There's an assignment in this one, isn't there? We were talking about that today. We may be switching that up, but we'll find assignments from time to time within your different modules. And if you've gone through a module and we add an assignment, we'll let you know. And so what this particular one is about is doing a report on a mineral in a, or not a mineral, a nutrient from one of the different diets, for lack of a better word. I've never heard of this one, if it fits your macros. Yeah, some of these I've not. Well, no, Failsafe. Failsafe is the only other one I haven't heard of. I've heard of if it fits your macros. I have not heard of if it fits your macros and Failsafe. Have you heard of those?
Not me.
Okay. Well, we'll all be learning that one. Anyway, so look for that to come along. Do you have any questions about any of this?
No.
And no? All right. When you go through and you've done the checklist, the learning objectives, the pretest, all the core content, you know, take a look at the advanced topics and references, the done for you resources, if there's any assignment. I really encourage you to look at the next steps because this teaches you how to apply the knowledge that you've learned. And there's great value in that. That will help you with your business too. So for example, for food principles, you know, go through and review for a client, what you've learned about the different food principles and look at the various food plans and see what are the pros and cons of each one. Have them do a food journal, noting their reactions. Experiment with the various food plans and use yourself as your own first client. Submit case studies. So these different modules have a great deal to teach us. Are you enjoying the program so far? You've been finding value in them? Is it too easy? What are your thoughts on the different modules?
Am I the only one here?
No, I think Valerie's. Yeah, Valerie's still here.
Because I felt like I was answering everything. I think the modules are great. I mean, the information is good. You know, some of it's review, some of it is, you know, definitely learning things at a deeper level. And, I think at this point it's trying to really learn it at that deep level, you know, instead of just the basics, you know, for application in the future. So I think it's wonderful. I mean, I want it as deep as she can go, and she's about the deepest person I know.
I completely agree. What's your background?
My background is in health education, and I'm a massage therapist and a yoga teacher, and used to be an Ayurvedic therapist and educator.
Okay.
So I'm a student of the universe in health education.
There you go. I hear. Where else have you gone to school?
Well, I went to East Carolina University. That's where I got my master's in health education. And then I actually worked with Deepak Chopra out in California with Ayurvedic therapy. And I went to the yoga school in Wilmington, here in Wilmington.
Mm-hmm.
I did go through Coach U for life coaching, and I didn't continue with that because I didn't feel like I was getting what I needed. You know, I didn't feel like at the end that I really knew how to coach. I mean, other than what I normally did anyway. But I mean, this program is so in depth. I mean, just with one module, you could almost build a business, it seems to me, you know?
Right.
You know, it's,
Yeah, I completely agree. I know it was somebody, I think it was Steph, but I can't remember. Somebody, as we have been going through the different micronutrients, would each month put in one of the micronutrients as a teaching tool. You know, how's your vitamin B12 status? And, you know, this is what you should be using. This is what it's good for. La 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 la, and really made it add value to her program. She was on a webinar, and she actually took an assignment. One of the first assignments we had, which was to identify an herb, and I can't remember which one she chose, and had all these, you had to write a paper on it. So she actually took that paper, made it into a PDF giveaway, like an opt-in, and that was her opt-in at this webinar. So, yeah, like you said, you can take these things and really turn them into something good. But, yeah, that micronutrients module is long. And I think we went over the rest of these. Resources again. A lot of these resources have to do just if you're wanting to be certified. In case you don't realize it, you can receive a certificate as a certified digestive mastery practitioner. You can also receive a certificate as an insulin resistance practitioner. So by the time you graduate at this speaking, you can graduate with three certificates, the digestive mastery, insulin resistance, and the nutritional endocrinology.
That's cool.
Yeah, I know it.
I didn't realize that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so that's why now with the digestion module being open, it's a great time to go through that with the group and go through and complete it.
So you don't have
and then
to
you can get that
certificate order.
It's probably best if you do, but at the same time, it's even better if you do it live with a group. There's just so much value in it. So if you're comfortable, if you feel comfortable going through the digestive module with us, the kickoff call is the 5th of October. And so we're making sure everybody in NEPT has that module open to them. So. So you should be seeing that come through here in the next week or so. And then you can join us all together.
I just feel like that's so foundational to what we're doing.
It is.
That, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's why it's also good to know the other basic pieces, which is your macro minerals and micro minerals. You know, that's why knowing about the Krebs cycle and ATP and all that stuff is important. That, again, is foundational to what's going on. I know there are other practitioners out there that are really focusing on that cellular integrity. And so it just makes sense to do that. So it builds. So as you know more about these different pieces of your body, when you actually get to a body system like the digestive system, it just makes so much more sense. And then again, as you're applying this to a client, you know so many foundational pieces to the body that if they're not having a quote-unquote typical reaction to food, you know enough about it to start doing some digging and seeing where could something have gone off balance. So that's one of the things I really like about it. Let's see. Were you on when we went through the health tracker?
I was.
Okay. All right. So do you have anything more on that you want to go through?
I guess the question I have about the health tracker is, I think we have 12 different clients that we can submit their input. Is that correct?
On the health tracker?
Uh-huh.
I think you can do as many as you want.
Okay.
Each health tracker, you need one health tracker for each person.
Right.
And so you can do as many of them as you want. You know, if you've got 15 clients and you want to do a health tracker for each one of them, you can do that.
Okay, I don't know where I'm going. Well, that's good to know. And then when we complete the program, is that like something we'll still have access to?
Yeah, yep, absolutely, because it's an Excel sheet.
I've got a couple of clients that I've put in on that. I mean, it's really fascinating. I certainly, you know, have a lot to learn, but it's just right there in black and white, you know, where to start. And it's like, wow, that's just so cool.
Right. You know, and one of the things that I like about the health tracker is that it has everything right there. It doesn't just have their labs. It has their supplements. It has, this is the Google version of it. It's much easier for me to do this than to have to continually download it. But, you know, what is it that they want for themselves? You know, what are their goals? What are their symptoms? When did it start? You know, all of this is in one spot. And you can keep it there. So as you're working with them, you know, you can go back and forth and look at them. You know, what are the supplements that they're taking? When are they taking it? Why did they start? And then there's a spot further over where you can put the individual ingredients in there. So that is, you're looking for possible reactions, you know what they might be. And if you add any, you can do that right there. And So anyway, yeah, it's a very lovely document. And then just the lab part is one that people use it for frequently because it changes colors. You can see what, you know, if it's green, that's great. If it's more of that marigold yellow, then you're like, oh, and it just, it's right there. It hits you what you need to be working on. And then the other piece that I like is if something is low or high outside of the optimal lab range, you can go over here. So like, so their blood glucose is 120. Oh, look, it's not supposed to be above 89. So that's a bit high, eh? And so you go all the way over here and go, okay, they might have diabetes, they might be insulin resistant, they might have a thiamine deficiency, stress, something's going on with the liver. And so, you know, what do I do? Okay, I'll test their fasting insulin and their hemoglobin A1C if they haven't done that already. And so having all of this in one spot is really nice. Seeing if there's anything else in here. You know, let's say their uric acid is 7.5. So what's that going to mean? They might have gout, atherosclerosis, oxidative stress, rheumatoid arthritis, kidney dysfunctions, circulation issues, leaky gut syndrome. What do I do? Well, if it's high, you want to see it, you know, do they have any joint pains? Any other things that might be going on? So again, it just, it's a great way to look at things and see what's going on. There's also the thyroid diagram tool that's there. So you plot your little dots in there to see what, if they have any thyroid conversion issues. So very cool tool. Do you have any questions about any of these tabs?
The thyroid conversion.
Oh, did I miss you? Oh, I missed your question. Can you say that again?
No, I don't think I have a question.
Oh, okay. All right.
I know we'd have to ask that question yet.
Okay. Well, basically, when you have somebody come in with their thyroid labs, you plot them in here, and then what I usually do is I go to the Vibrant Living members site. There's a thyroid program in there for our clients that has some really useful tools that can be of help to them. And if you're on your INE members site, if you go down towards the bottom, you can see the Vibrant Living members programs, and you can get on there from there. So let's see. Where did it go? I'm not seeing it. I don't think they took it out, did they? There it is. Thyroid Revive and Thrive.
I did click on that early on, and there was a fee for that.
It should not be. Let's see. When did you?
Like, I haven't done it recently, but was that maybe because I wasn't logged in or something?
Yeah, that might be. You're in mastery, right?
Yes.
You're in the mastery and certification, yes. So yes. You should by now have all of them available to you. If you still don't, then let us know.
Okay,
so,
Oh, good.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. I can't go through the modules because I get sidetracked with all this other stuff that I want to learn.
Yeah, I understand that part. So, and it's not a bad thing to go back through here and especially if you're working with somebody who has these issues, because it helps you understand clinically what's going on and applying the information that you're learning in the INE program. And here's the diagram too. So if you want to take this and then you can plot the different numbers on there for people. There is which of the modules is it? I think it's this one. There's one of them that goes through and explains all the different there's like 22 patterns of thyroid dysfunction, and it goes through and explains what all that it's this one here. That's at least the quick reference. I know there's a larger one in part 5. But, yeah, so if you're curious about that, you might want to take a look at that and see what more is in there.
Definitely.
All right. Anything more on the Master Health Tracker I can help you with?
No.
Okay. How about you, Val?
I had to unmute. No, I just love every time we go through this, I pick up more and I think of more things I want to follow up on.
Yep. There certainly is quite a bit there. Wholeheartedly agree on that. All right. Let's see. I'm just going to shut this down for now. And there we are. I've often said that I feel like this health tracker is worth the price of admission. And then you have your different lab resources. We're also in the process of putting a reference list together for different supplement companies that we're getting access to you for, that are usually just for medical practitioners. So you should be seeing that coming through soon too. And don't forget you have your blood sugar balancing presentation in a box. So that's that presentation, PowerPoint presentation Dr. Rita Marie had put together, and it's in an editable form. So you can, again, put your information in there, your name, your logos, whatever you want to do, and use this. And there's a transcript of it, so you know what she said to match each of the different PowerPoint slides and just help you create. If you want to do a community presentation or if you want to do a webinar or anything like that, you have permission from Dr. Rita Marie to use this presentation of hers.
Great.
Let's see, glucose testing resources. Again, the file uploader for labs. This is a case study submission form and uploader. When you're getting ready to do that. Anything else on any of the other resources you have questions on?
No.
All right. So the bulletin board, again, if you haven't, there's a student contact sheet in here. So if you haven't put your information in there, I really encourage you to. That's how people, you can get in touch with people that have been through the program. So, and you get to see some of the other people that are in. Let's see, is mine? Where's? Oh, I see. It did it first name. It's been so long since I've done it. There it is. And then that's their basic, and here's their social media information. So if they're on Facebook or in Skype, Google, whatever, all we did was put their name in and to start it with, and then people put in all their other information. So there you go. And let's see, I can. Okay. What else is on here? There are a few people who put together a study group, so we put a sheet together there to keep help them keep that straight. And then you've heard me talk about some of the students, and you've probably heard some of these students and calls and so forth. And so we put together a spreadsheet for people that they can put their own information in here about what they're doing. So let's see. So, like Jane Guyette, she has her liver cleansing program. She's been on our radio show. Tony did a radio show for us here. This is a summit that she did, that she coordinated and put together. There's Steph and her radio, her one of her radio shows. She's also got a core reset program she put together. She did a webinar jam, a live streaming on a cultured Christmas. So you can see all of this, what they're doing. So if you're thinking of ideas, you can go through here and look and see what other people did, maybe contact them and do a little brainstorming on how it can be of help to you. So this is a good sheet for stuff like that. All right. Support. Again, if you're looking, if you have questions, we've got the technical assistance. So if this is a question about the website or anything like that, that's the best place for that. If you haven't joined the Facebook group, here's the two links for that. These are other places I showed you when we were doing the schedule page, how each of the calls has a place that you can click and submit a question. These are other places that you can go and submit and ask a question, because you know that you're not going to be there. So you'll see here how they look remarkably the same. See, this is where you would just ask questions here. Any questions on this tab?
No.
Okay. Events. So there's the Shine Conference. This is also where you will find the previous Shine conferences, their information. So you can listen to other Shine conferences and their speakers and kind of get a feel for that. They have the materials, the bonuses, all of that. So if you find you still don't have enough to do, you can come here and listen to more. You know, Michaeline Casey with her talk on methylation is really, really good. If you haven't listened to that, that one I really encourage you to do. And David Winston was supposed to have been there live, but he wasn't able to, so he did a record your presentation for here. If you're coming to Shine, have you been to the Shine Facebook page?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, if you haven't, you can go here and click on that and go to that page, and you'll see other people coordinating rides to and from the airport, roommates, things like that.
I've been on this.
I don't know why we don't have enough. And then the practitioner retreats that we have had, you can watch the videos from those as well to see some of the things that we discussed and learned from. I know Valerie was at it this last time. We haven't started planning the next one at all, so I'm not sure exactly when it is. I'm sure it will be here in Austin this year. So, well, here, I say here as if I'm there. When you start hearing about that, I encourage you to come. But there you can see the different ones we've had, so you can listen to them. And if you have any bonuses, this is where they will show up. So, do you have any questions about your bonuses or anything else?
No, it's starting to make more sense the more, you know, I go through this.
Okay. That's a good thing. And then coming back over and over again can only help. All right. Valerie, do you have any questions?
No, I don't think so. Okay. I just like being a fly on the wall and watching you go through because it triggers so many thoughts in my head.
That's good. No, I think it's great that you come to these calls because, like you said, who knows what's going to come out. But
they're all different.
They are. Well, that's how I started doing a lot of this, what I do, is because I just started showing up at all the calls. And I don't know if she gave me something to do just to keep me busy or what, but give her something to do. She's starting to annoy me. No, I don't think so.
No.
So, all right. Well, good. I'm glad that this has been helpful.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, I was going to point out something that we're doing with the digestion module that we do plan on doing with the rest of the modules. And I hopefully you think this is pretty cool. as you go through each of the different parts to it, you know, if you watch the video, you click, you download the slides and transcripts, you know, as you do each one of these, you'll click it. And so it lets you know that you've done things. And then the other piece, you can write notes in here as you're listening to things. And then we have a little short quiz at the end of each one so that it helps you as you study for the bigger quiz.
Nice.
So like the assessment and overview has one. The upper GI anatomy and physiology will have one. So by the time you get down to the main quiz, you'll have this information in there, and it'll help you, one, to be studying more for it, and two, it just won't be as scary. So this is in the digestive module, but the plan is that we're going to do this for all of our modules at some point in time. So hopefully you think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. I have a question about CMDS.
Mm-hmm.
I think you may have said this earlier, but it's starting the live calls soon. Now, will I be getting the emails on that automatically, or do I need to do something
yep.
to get them?
Nope. You should be getting them automatically.
Okay, great. I went partway through that a year ago because that's how I got involved officially with Dr. Rita Marie and how I ended up at Shine was through the CMDS, and I started working on that, and then I got into NEPT full-blown at Shine, and I never got back to CMDS, so I've got to start over. And I think this would be a good motivation to do that.
Yeah, I agree. Totally. And then doing it again with other people there, that really boosts that motivation, and you'll start seeing a lot. Have you seen there, it's not a private group, but we started a Digestive Mastery Facebook group.
I must be in it because I'm getting notifications from it.
And so this is not just for CMDS practitioners or NEPT practitioners. It's for anybody can be here. But you'll start seeing a lot of questions. So, you know, again, feel free to join this group. Ask questions.
Those Facebook groups are so valuable.
Oh, aren't they amazing? I've been in other Facebook groups before and have not seen anything quite as good as this. So, yeah,
I'm taking notes on the Facebook groups.
Exactly. So, yeah, it's we try really hard to do all we can to be supportive. We're there for you guys. Spread the love.
You are, and thank you. And when I don't see your name up there, it's like, where's Lynn? I hope she's okay.
I'll tell you, my second daughter got married last weekend, and so there were like two or three days that I just wasn't online at all because I was busy, and I feel like I just haven't quite caught up. And between work and hot.
You were noticed and missed.
Oh. Thank you. That's
I'm telling you, it's like, where's Lynn?
She hasn't said anything yet.
I know.
Well, I'm still around. I just, just trying to catch up from being gone for a couple of days and not being online has really... It's been interesting. And then doing all this extra work with the clinical mastery, the digestive system. I'll have to clone me. What are you going to offer?
Well, I'm thinking about the next module of, cloning and buy local. I'm sure you can talk to Marino.
There you go. Love it.
Something for her to work on.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, sleep is becoming a valuable commodity. All right. Well, great. I'm glad that, but I knew we had just started this part to it, so I wanted to point it out, and so you kind of get a sneak peek at some of what the modules are going to start to look like in the future, and hopefully you'll find it helpful. Because it's pretty cool. And then the whole idea is that once you go down and you do all of this and you click, submit quiz or whatever, it will automatically open the next module or the next. So you don't need to wait for us.
No.
Because it says you're ready. Pretty cool, huh?
Definitely.
Yeah. All right. Well, any other questions about anything that's been on here or that this prompted?
I remember from, I believe it was the last call, there were some kind of labs that we were going to be opened up to in a couple of weeks. Some kind of lab research.
Yeah, have you not gotten those yet?
I haven't. I may have. I just haven't gone to.
Well, you would have gotten. Yeah, you would have gotten a welcome email from Blood Chemistry Software.
Okay, I don't think I have.
You didn't. Okay. Well, if you go through and see you haven't, I'll send them another email to let them know. Because I have a few more people that just signed up that I need to let them know about. So that'll give me an opportunity to make sure that they have everybody else's on there. So yeah, definitely the blood chemistry software. You should have access to BioHealth. Trying to think which other, there's a couple of them that I let them know that we have new students. These are their names. So if they contact you, they know. Have you had a chance to use any of the labs yet?
Not me.
I've done the Dutch, and I also did comprehensive stool.
Okay. Good. Yeah, so I think there was, I remember.
The Dutch.
But you got your stool, you did that in class once, didn't you?
Right.
Yeah, I thought I remembered that. And then your 23andMe.
Yeah, did that.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yep, I remember that. I love all you guinea pigs. Thank you.
I love having the option of doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a great learning, just even for yourself.
I think there's a backlog on Dutch right now because Mercola did a promo of it.
Oh, I know it.
So I think
that's
probably what's taking so long.
They, in fact, if you call them and they say, if you're calling about, it's because of this promotion he did.
Right.
And, they're not too bad though. I mean, it might take 2 weeks instead of 1 week or something like that. At least that's my experience. When did you send yours?
2 weeks ago.
Well, then it should be coming in. Because I just looked for you. was it last week?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see here. We'll take a sneak peek and see if it's... If I can remember what the... Oh, I don't remember what that is. I'll have to look for it. I've got it somewhere in one of my worksheets. But I'll leave this here to remind myself to look. Is there anything else? Any other ones that you're looking for?
No, that's it.
Okay. All right. I'll take a look at that. All right. Any other thing I can help you with?
Not me.
Not me, but I can make up this time.
Okay. Well, we're always around. If you have any questions, just, you know, send us an email, send us a Facebook message. I have to tell people, like I said, if you sent me an email and I haven't gotten back to you, let me know. Here's my phone number, if you don't already have it. And that's my cell phone number. And so you can send me a text saying, hey, I sent you an email. And I'll go look.
Could you post that number again?
Sure, it's in the chat. Do you know where the chat is?
Oh, okay.
It's the little chat bubble up on top. Do you see it?
I do, yes.
Okay, great. Well, I am really, really excited about seeing you guys. It'll be the first time I've seen you, Janice.
Yes, I know. I'm excited.
Yeah, get to see these people.
Mm-hmm. There's a body with that voice.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, I tell you, there's every time about now, I'm like, oh, boy, I better start my juice fasting so I can lose some of this fluff that's accumulated by sitting too long in front of a computer. So I've been doing a lot more juicing. Although now it's because it's starting to get so cold, it's turning more into soups.
I'm bringing some fluff with me.
Well, I'm sure I'm going to bring you some fluff with me too. So that's why you see me wear clothes that drape. It's all good, as long as we're healthy.
So we'll have a before and after picture in a couple, you know.
There you go.
Program.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. I should do that. I should actually tape my picture here and go, oh, yeah, that's why you're eating the way you are. All right. Well, if you
Thank
do
you
not
guys.
Have any more questions, it's a great, and I know especially for you, Janice, because you're in the Eastern time zone, so it's getting on to 10 o'clock for you. And I try to honor people's sleep hygiene. So enjoy the rest of your evening, and as I've said, anytime you have questions, let us know, and we'll do our very and utmost best to be of help.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Have a good night.
You too.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.